We've all been there. The pivotal meeting where you push forward a new idea or proposal you're passionate about. A fast-paced discussion leads to an upwelling of support that seems about to reach critical mass. And then, in one disastrous moment, your hopes are dashed. When someone weighs in with those fateful words, let me just play devil's advocate for a minute. Having invoked the awesome protective power of that seemingly innocuous phrase, the speaker now feels entirely free to take potshots at your idea, and does so with complete impunity. Because they're not really your harshest critic. They are essentially saying, "The devil made me do it." They're removing themselves from the equation and sidestepping individual responsibility for the verbal attack. But before they're done, they've torched your fledgling concept. The devil's advocate gambit is extraordinary, but certainly not uncommon, since it strikes so regularly in the project rooms and boardrooms of corporate America. What's truly astonishing is how much punch is packed into that simple 9-word phrase. In fact, the devil's advocate may be the biggest innovation killer in America today.